Most of us in our country, we've been blessed. We're able to walk into a store and buy peanut butter and a loaf of bread. And so we think about food in this country from the standpoint of a jar of peanut butter or a loaf of bread. And we look at what it costs us today. And we're like, well, why does it cost me twice as much as it did a year or two ago? And it concerns us. But the fact of the matter is, we're fed by those producers that go out there and produce peanuts by the ton and wheat by the ton. And I'm very concerned as we look to the future when we see things coming out of the Ag Committee, for example, with solar subsidies that are encouraging people to take land out of production agriculture and put it into what is an environmental program. And then you turn around and you look at what's happening in the courts and the EPA and other areas where they're taking chemicals off of the market that we need to produce the yields that we're used to in this country, to put that peanut butter and that bread on the shelf. And I'm pretty concerned about the tonnage, if you will, of the food supply as we push forward 5 and 10 years out. If you look at what's happened in the Ukraine, there's a lot of discussion right now about potential food shortages in Africa and Asia and other countries that have extremely high density and don't have the ability to produce their own food. And I think there's a lesson there for America in that we better be very careful with the things that we do to production agriculture and the land that we take out of production agriculture with environmental subsidies or solar subsidies and what it's going to do for our food supply in the future.